Mexican land. Fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. I ain't marching anymore.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Hey, Michael here. I'm with the Tin Can Phone Podcast, a radio show where you can hear about the influence incarceration has straight from the source. We tell you the story from the inside out, so make sure to check us out on KBOO Community Radio every first Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Tune in to Talking Earth, a show dedicated to showcasing our local poetry scene. Join hosts Patrick Picard, Barbara LaMorticella, and Walt Curtis for Talking Earth on the second and third Mondays of each month from 10 to 11 p.m. More information can be found on kboo.fm under schedule.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
And welcome to the Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy, and this is the Earth Church. Well, this week, we've lived this together, haven't we? We've done this together. Pakistan, California, Greenland. It's just everywhere. The sixth extinction is down inside every minute now, wherever you are. Am I right? Do you feel it? And yet we don't seem to have the words. We know we're going through an extraordinary experience together, but we don't have the words. How do we feel about this? Our common sense has been changed. I'm just speaking for Americans now, my neighbors and me. It's like we have a fine, blinding dust. It's in our hair and eyelashes and up our nose and eyes and ears. We just caked with this fine, it's like each tiny particle of that dust is a Hollywood blockbuster movie. In other words, this windstorm, this dust storm, it's powerful, but it's meaningless. It's like the application on our senses of meaninglessness. We can't respond to the collapse of our physical environment. We can't deal with the earth. We can't have a conversation. We can't receive instructions. When we should be like going through the door and going out into another kind of culture, another way of living, another kind of words. Are you following me here, Earthaluya? The earth is drowning us and burning us. The earth is trying to get us back again. The earth is presenting us with raw life. Begin again. When are we just going to bust out of our homes and run down the street? I'm starting over. I'm with the earth again. Earthaluya. Earthaluya.
Got my life, my life, my life, this body. I got my body, got my life, my life, my life, this body.
I got my body, got my life, my life, my life, this body. I got my body, I got my body, I got my body. Thrill to it, feel to it, real to it, earth to it, on my earth to it, worth to it, here and there to it, space to it, place to it,
do it, do it, do it, do it.
Thrill to it, feel to it, real to it, earth to it, on my earth to it, worth to it, here and there to it, space to it, place to it,
do it, do it, do it, do it.
Risk to it, kiss to it, been making, mistaken to a stop.
Take it to it, take it, take it, all this bacon to it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. Shine to it, cry to it, throw my mind to it, sip into it. Nothing left to do to it, mama to it, papa to it, end game to it. We're flying to planet Mars to it, start space wars to it. Screw to it, pump big fist to it. Humankind to it, make it lie to it. Do it, do it, do it. Do it, thrill to it, deal to it, real to it, earth to it, mama earth to it, worth to it, here and there to it, space to it, place to it,
do it, do it, do it, do it,
thrill to it.
Bacon to it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Shine to it, try to it.
Throw a line to it,
sign to it.
Nothing left to do to it.
Try to it, try to it.
End game to it. We're flying to planet Mars to it. Start space wars to it. Screw to it. Pump big fist to it. Humankind to it. Make me glide to it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it,
I got my body.
I got my body, got my life, my life, my life, this body. I got my body, I got my body, got my life, my life, my life, this body. I got my body, I got my body, I got my body.
You know, it was always the computer modeling. That's the politicians, that's the scientists talking to us. We will understand climate change. We will understand how much it will impact us by our ability to put numbers in a box, shake it, and spread it out on the screen. So you take all the weather everywhere, convert it to numbers, crunch the numbers. Well, that's what they said. My naked lips and your naked ear. What is the word? What is the word? Your naked lips and my naked ear. Only the wilderness can be heard. It was always the computer modeling, and we never could catch up to the Earth with our machines. You can't capture the Earth in our net of numbers. But we don't give up, do we? We insist on repeating our tragic mistake. Someday when it's way too late, we will be taught by the Earth that we are the Earth too. And the observer is creating the observation. We model ourselves as we model our catastrophe, our common sense, our love, our dreams. Why replace them with numbers? My naked lips and your naked ear. What is the word? What is the word? Your naked lips and my naked ear. Only the wilderness
through.
Go to jail, teach your children, tear down
I was walking on that alpine meadow, walking in the wetlands, across the long grass prairie, swimming across the coral reef, climbing the mountain, floating down the river to the valley. Beautiful earth.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. After a fairly cold and wet summer in Greenland, an unusually late heat wave last weekend caused extensive melting across the ice sheet, the kind of melt typically seen in the middle of summer. Researchers say it's the largest melt event to occur in September, according to data sets spanning nearly four decades. The heat spurred melting across about 35% of the ice sheet last weekend, widespread melting of the sort usually only observed in July. Typically, only 10% of the ice sheet surface is melting in early September. At peak melt Saturday, meltwater runoff rates clocked in as high as 12 billion tons per day, easily ranking as one of the top 10 largest runoff events on record. Greenland is estimated to have lost about 20 billion tons of ice during the weekend event. That's about 7% of total ice that is shed in a typical year. For every 360 billion tons of ice lost, the sea level rises by 1 millimeter. Chemists at UCLA and Northwestern University have developed a simple way to break down almost a dozen type of PFAs, or so-called forever chemicals, at relatively low temperatures with no harmful byproducts. In a paper published in the journal Science, researchers show that in water heated to just 176 to 248 degrees Fahrenheit, common, inexpensive solvents and reagents severed molecular bonds in PFAs that are among the strongest known and initiated a chemical reaction that gradually nibbled away at the molecule until it was gone. This simple technology, the comparatively low temperatures, and the lack of harmful byproducts mean there is no limit to how much water can be processed at once. The technology could eventually make it easier for water treatment plants to remove PFAs from drinking water. Nearly two-thirds of Europe has suffered drought conditions this year, the worst dry spell in 500 years. The Danube is flowing at less than half its usual summer volume. In Germany, along the Rhine, barges that carry coal, oil, and commodities that supply millions of people are waylaid. By July, water levels in Italy's Po River were so low that the government declared a state of emergency in northern Italy, where vast fields of crops were simply abandoned. In France, the warmed waters of the Rhone and Garonne can no longer cool the systems of nuclear power plants, forcing numerous plants to shut down, and hundreds of tributaries to the larger rivers are in even worse shape, bone dry. Short animations giving viewers a taste of the tactics behind misinformation can help to inoculate people against harmful content on social media. A team of psychologists from the universities of Cambridge and Bristol created 90-second clips designed to familiarize users with manipulation techniques such as scapegoating and deliberate incoherence. This so-called pre-bunking strategy preemptively exposes people to tropes at the roots of malicious propaganda, so they can better identify online falsehoods regardless of subject matter. Researchers behind the Inoculation Science Project compare it to a vaccine. By giving people a microdose of misinformation in advance, it helps prevent them falling for it in the future, an idea based on what social psychologists call inoculation theory. The team argue that pre-bunking may be more effective at fighting the misinformation deluge than fact-checking each untruth after it spreads, the classic debunk, which is impossible to do at scale and can entrench conspiracy theories by feeling like personal attacks to those who believe them. Researchers have developed floating artificial leaves that generate clean fuels from sunlight and water and could eventually operate on a large scale at sea. The researchers from the University of Cambridge designed ultra-thin, flexible devices which take their inspiration from photosynthesis, the process by which plants convert sunlight into food. Since the low-cost autonomous devices are light enough to float, they could be used to generate a sustainable alternative to petrol without taking up space on land. Outdoor tests of the lightweight leaves on the River Cam showed they can convert sunlight into fuels as efficiently as plant leaves. Ocean waters in the Northern Hemisphere have been unusually warm in recent weeks, with parts of the North Atlantic and Northern Pacific undergoing particularly intense marine heat waves. Sea surface temperatures in these regions hit record levels this summer. Parts of the Pacific and North Atlantic have been anywhere from 2 to 5 degrees Celsius warmer than average at times, conditions that have not been observed since record-keeping began roughly 6 decades ago. Humpback whale songs spread from pod to pod across the Pacific Ocean. A team of researchers has found that songs created by humpback whales in some parts of the Pacific Ocean are mimicked by whales in other parts of the ocean. Prior research has shown that humpback whales sing intricate songs, some of them quite long, lasting up to 30 minutes. The researchers found that two pods, one in French Polynesia and the other near Ecuador, had been singing two very different songs from one another from 2016 to 2017. But then in 2018, both pods were recorded singing the same song. The researchers suggest their findings hint at the possibility of humpback whale songs migrating all the way across the southern hemisphere, though they note that they appear to propagate in just one direction, west to east. The researchers also suggest that song migration likely happens in many other species as well. The Brazilian Amazon recorded its worst month of August for forest fires since 2010, with an 18% rise from 1 year ago. The Brazilian INPE Space Agency said its satellites had recorded 33,116 fires in the rainforest in August this year. At least 3,358 fires were recorded on August 22nd alone. The number was nearly triple that recorded on the so-called Day of Fire, August 10, 2019, when farmers launched a coordinated plan to burn huge amounts of felled rainforest in the northern state of Pará. The current heat wave over the western United States is breaking records by large margins. The heat wave bears shades of the unprecedented events that torched the Pacific Northwest in June of 2021 and Britain in July of this year, both of which scientists concluded would have been virtually impossible without human-caused climate change. Over the past week, more than 1,141 warm weather records have been set in the United States. Downtown Sacramento set an all-time high of 116 degrees on Tuesday. Records there date back to 1877. Salt Lake City has broken its previous September record high 4 times in 6 days. The previous monthly record was just 100, but it hit 105 on Tuesday, 104 on Monday, 103 on Saturday, and 102 on Thursday. It has hit at least 106 times this month. Bakersfield, California hit 115 degrees Tuesday. Death Valley hit 125 degrees Tuesday, tying its September record high and missing the September world record by just 1 degree. On Saturday, the low temperature in Death Valley of 102 degrees tied the highest minimum temperature ever recorded worldwide during September. It has topped 120 degrees on 8 straight days and established a new September record for most days reaching at least 120 degrees. China has also logged its hottest August since records began, following an unusually intense summer heat wave that parched rivers, scorched crops, and triggered isolated blackouts. Southern China last month sweltered under what experts say may have been one of the worst heat waves in its history. Some 267 weather stations across China matched or broke temperature records last month. And now the sounds of extinction. In Pakistan, floodwaters are beginning to recede in some parts of the country. Other parts still resemble an inland sea. As much as a third of the South Asian nation remains underwater, and the death toll is approaching 1,500. As many as 33 million people have been affected in a disaster blamed on climate change that has left hundreds of thousands homeless, with almost 2 million homes destroyed by flood. Receding waters threaten a new challenge in the form of waterborne infectious diseases. And hear the sound of floodwaters.
Isn't it delightful? I'm talking about when you hear that Standing Rock is taking place, when you hear Occupy Wall Street, when you hear Colin Kaepernick is kneeled during the Rockets' red glare in a football stadium, when you see a picture of Greta Thunberg sitting on the sidewalk in front of a school she refuses to go to. And now I have to say, Chris Smalls, the Amazon labor union, standing at that bus stop opposite the parking lot, opposite that 1 million square foot warehouse full of conveyor belts and robots. And Chris and his friends, who later became the union, they just waited for the people to stumble out of that amazing work environment and just talk to them. How did it go today? And how am I doing? We're out here. We're doing fine. We're sorry we got fired. We're sorry we're not in there with you. Maybe they'll rehire us when we vote for the union. And that's what they did. Chris and his friends stayed there for 300 evenings, talking to people, talking and listening. The most sophisticated of all media. Hear me, Silicon Valley? So why is it possible for some of these little dramas to pierce through that blinding dust of meaninglessness that we talked about earlier? They have devils, they have a major action, they are steadfast in their belief. Each of us has to do that. Let's dedicate today's Earth Riot show to finding our own great movement action. I know that every one of you hearing me right now, I know that every one of you has your action waiting for you to discover it. I'm not talking about the immediate fame that some people get, but I'm talking about resistance. Joining the earth right now, as we must. If you're political, then you're in a life and death stakes story already. The Earth's crisis, the fire and the flood, the Earth's sixth extinction is it's so amazing. I'm stuttering on the phrase, sixth extinction. It's just Pakistan and Greenland and California. It's happening every day. It's down in our minutes of our lives. If you make a political action for the Earth right now, the Earth is in you in that way. You have the fire and the flood. You have the disease and the superstorms in you. You are the Earth yourself. Earth-a-luia. We are the Earth ourselves. And you and I, we are going to find our action. This saturation, this soup, this blinding dust storm of meaninglessness that the corporations just push on us. We can get through it. And we can get through it with the earth in us, and we can get through it in a way that is clear, has moral purpose to our witnesses. And we will join each other, and we will have an earth revolution. Let's be prophets together right now. Let's call what's going to happen. I want to thank some people. I want to thank Salvatore D for the news from the natural world. And I want to thank the Stop Shopping Choir for singing their songs. We have a new album called Change Without Us. Very much an extinction title. And that 8 songs is available to you at revbilly.com. In fact, if you want to talk to us, you can email us there. revbilly.com. We're glad to be here today. And we invite you to contact us at the Earth Church here in the East Village in New York City. We all that information also at the website, at the church website. We have at 3 p.m. every week. Yes, it's live streamed. Every Sunday, 3 p.m. you can come to that website again, revbilly.com, and it'll point you to where the live stream is taking place. We'd love to invite you into our service. This week, we're thinking about Barbara Ehrenreich. Barbara passed away about a week ago. a great one of our Earth partners. Nickel and dimed as a Bible in our anti-consumerist activity, in our 20 years of resisting the cultural enforcement arm of capitalism. Not a day goes by that we don't think of her book, Nickel and Dimed. Thank you, Barbara. I wish you the very best this week. Wish you safety and wildness. Find your action with the earth. Somebody give me an earth hallelujah.
Hi, it's Al Franken telling you to listen to KBOO, KBOO, Community Radio 90.7 here in Portland.
Good morning and welcome to Film at 11 here on your community radio, KBOO Portland. This week, Jeff Godsell reconsiders the groundbreaking A Streetcar Named Desire. And in the book corner, the new BFI Film Classics monograph on the lives of others. But first,